Not a mighty, but an unmighty fortress is our life. A ramshackle pile of bricks encircled by a dried up moat. Left to ourselves, we are like Adam and Eve, who sewed together fig leaves of self-righteousness and hunkered down behind trees of flimsy excuses to hide in vain from the judgment that we deserve. The old evil foe, who now means deadly woe, bids us nail together a raft of driftwood instead of boarding the God-given ark of salvation. As devils all the world fill, all eager to devour us, we beat them to the punch by devouring our lives in pleasures and pursuits of egotism that only fatten us for the slaughter to come. No truer words do we sing than these: with might of ours cannot be done, soon or our loss effective. It is therefore the best of news that for us fights the valiant one, whom God himself elected. He strips us of our fig leaves and decks us out in the regal robes of the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. He takes us by the hand and ushers us through that spear-hewn door in the side of Christ our ark, where we are dry and safe from the rising waters. He spoon-feeds us the manna of his body and holds to our lips the chalice of his blood that streamed from the rock of his riven side. He paints the doorways and lintels of our body and soul with the crimson colors of the Passover sacrifice. He parts the sea of the font, leads us through dry shod, and brings those waters crashing down on the army of sins that trail behind us. He, our Lamb, our priest, our temple, our Son of David, is our Sabaoth Lord, and there's none other God. He holds the field forever. And he holds us. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth should change, though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride, we will not fear. Take they our life, goods, fame, child, wife. Take they our reputation, our dreams, our friends, our health. Though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth. Therefore, be still and know that Christ is God. The God who is love. The God who loves you from eternity and back and will never stop. The God dead upon the cross and alive out of the tomb. All for none other than you. The Lord of hosts is with us. The crucified and resurrected Christ is our mighty fortress. We stand for prayer. O Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, who in the fullness of time sent your word to become flesh, to fulfill all that was spoken of him in Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, we thank you for our lips to sing your glory, to speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, to be a healing song for those too broken to sing, to be a hymn of life for those in the pains of death, to chant words of forgiveness for those plagued by guilt, that all of our hearts may unite in the songs of the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, to sing praise to the Lamb and the Father, whose kingdom is without end.